When I went to catechism class in Vietnam as a child, I remember a story that was told to me by a priest about St. Peter. And it's the story of Cô Vadis. You probably heard of that story before. But according to tradition, when persecution was rampart in Rome, St. Peter tried to escape the persecution. And as he was walking away from Rome, outside of Rome, he saw the Lord appear to him. And so when he saw the Lord appear to him, he asked him in Latin, Cô vadis, Domine? Where are you going, Lord? And the Lord Jesus reportedly said, I am going back to Rome to be crucified again. And Peter took that as a sign, and he went back to Rome and be crucified. And not only was he crucified, he was crucified upside down because he felt that he was not worthy to be crucified in the same form that his master did. So the words, Cô vadis, Domine, or where are you going, Lord, oftentimes come in different ways and different forms for us. We often ask us, or where are you leading me, Lord? Why are you putting me here? Why all these things happen to me? And sometimes we doubt the Lord, and sometimes we question our faith. And that's all right. But no matter what question we ask of him or for him, I think the answer is the same. It's that the Lord always invites us back to the way of the cross, the way of love. I am going back to Rome to be crucified, or I'm asking you to carry the cross with me, or I am always with you at all times, or I do not be afraid, for the cross you carry is not alone, but my way of love. The answer is similar because the only answer that we have in our life when we ask who we are or where we're going is always the answer, Christ. Christ is the answer, and Christ is the one that we abide by, and Christ is the one that we follow. And today we celebrate the solemnity of St. Peter and St. Paul, two very different men. And as you can see in the Acts of the Apostles and in St. Paul letters, they sometimes do not like each other. They argued, and they had their differences. But what unites them together is their love of Christ and love of the gospel. Peter, in his profession of faith, grounded the church, unshaking profession of who Jesus is. Paul's zealous preaching and evangelization of the gospel help us to see that we are not to remain still, but are sent forth to preach the gospel at all times. So my brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, Jesus Christ always asks us to follow him, perhaps to take on that cross or take on the things that we don't want to take on right now. But at the end of the day, not only we ask us, where are you going, Lord? But the Lord will also ask us, who do you say that I am? And when he asks us, who do you say that I am, he expects and demands an answer. And it's not just an answer what we know from catechism, but an answer that needs to come from the heart. He requires and he asks of us the profession of our own faith. And once we profess our faith with our words, we need to profess and live that out with our own lives, by the preaching of the gospel in our own ways. Therefore, let us try our best to preach the gospel and profess Jesus Christ in what we live, so that at the end of our life, we may be able to say, like St. Paul, I have completed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.